Hey guys, it's Nick. Before we get going today, I wanted to give you a few discount codes for the products we love and our show sponsors. So don't just turn this one off. If you're listening to this podcast, we at Hardwick Life want to reward you for your loyalty. So take 25% off of your order by using the code HardwickFF25, because after this long, we consider you friends and family. That's HardwickFF25 at Hardwick.life. It's like Hardwick.com, but that one was taken by a shirt company. So Hardwick.life is where you can find it. For 20% off at BubsNaturals.com, use the code Hardwick20. That's Hardwick20 at BubsNaturals.com. And for 10% off at Julian Bakery, use the code Nick Hardwick. That's me at JulianBakery.com. Again, Nick Hardwick at JulianBakery.com. Now, if you want to hear what I take daily and get some insight as to what you should take, maybe stay tuned. If not, skip ahead about a minute and we will be into the show. Thank you all. All right. So you want to know what you should buy? I take 6 of our Hardwick Life products every day. I originally started that company out of kind of selfish needs. I wanted to get access to the absolute highest grade products in the world. Our supplements are pharmaceutical grade, all of them. They've got unique delivery mechanisms. So you aren't just getting expensive urine. You're actually absorbing the products at a higher rate than cheaper store-bought supplements. I take Brain, Joint, Fuel, Phyto, Pump, and Neuro. Now, that may be a little extreme for you, but those are my jams. Now, I've done a lot of damage to my body. I need all of them. The Brain and Joint, they're kind of self-explanatory, right? Fuel is one of the only whey protein powders that I can take that doesn't upset my tummy. And we hear the same thing quite frequently from folks that don't process dairy all that well. That's because it's made from New Zealand grass-fed whey. New Zealand has the highest dairy standards in the world. There's a noticeable difference, and the flavor, it's pretty damn incredible. For a peri-workout drink, which peri-workout, you'll hear that term, it means around your workout, or to add protein midday, I put 2 scoops of Fuel with Pump, which has 3 grams of creatine per serving, 400 milligrams of ATP, which is the body's energy currency, and 95 milligrams of caffeine to get you all fired up. All of those, they allow you to do more work in the gym, getting better results. More work equals better results. Who would have thought? Seriously, you can work harder and have a lower rate of perceived exertion. And I like to add in Phyto, which has all of the necessary nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, along with this patented formula called TrueBrock, which contains glucoraphanin, which researchers at MIT are calling the fountain of youth. And lastly, I take Neuro about an hour before bed. Dr. Andrew Huberman, a Stanford neuroscientist, host of the Huberman Lab podcast and recent guest with Joe Rogan, I'm sure some of you listen to that guy, he's pretty awesome, recommended in our 3rd episode ever, we got him before he blew up, magnesium L-threonate, as it's the only form of magnesium to cross the blood-brain barrier. And it increases levels of brain magnesium, and that leads to better cognition and a more robust memory. That's important. It also has a slight sedative effect to help you get to sleep. All right, I'm not going to bore you with more details. Get over Hardwick Life and use the code HardwickFF25 for 25% off. Now, you guys that have been following me for a while now know that I've used Bubs Naturals since the company's inception. I don't know. I may be their first ever ambassador. I know there's a lot of bigger names now that are promoting Bubs. The company has blown up and is thriving because many folks like me understand how great their product is. I take 2 scoops of their collagen protein and 1 scoop of the MCT oil powder daily with my morning coffee. Try it once, you're going to be hooked. It's unbelievably creamy. The collagen is also really a great way to sneak some protein into your kids' lives too. It's unflavored, so you can add it into pancakes, oatmeal, mac and cheese, or juice, and they're not going to notice a thing. Use the code HARDWICK20 for 20% off. Lastly, before we get to the show, I want to tell you about my friends at Julian Bakery. This company, they've really got their act together. I believe most people could use more protein in their lives. It's got a very positive effect on satiety, brain signaling, and maintaining a healthy body weight. I recommend 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Please don't listen to Zac Efron's trainer, who on their show falsely ties too much protein to kidney failure and loss of bone density. And certainly don't go to the Game Changers propaganda documentary on Netflix for your science. Neither of these use actual science. There's a lot of kooks out there, folks. We're going to keep fighting the good fight. I love a variety of protein. Obviously, I've told you about our whey protein, Bubs Collagen Protein. And Julian Bakery's specialty, in my opinion, is their egg white protein powder. They come in ridiculous flavors like pumpkin pie, coconut, maple glazed donut. They blend easily. They're a great addition in the middle of the day. Use the code Nick Hardwick for 10% off. That's Nick Hardwick for 10% off. All right, that's enough. Let's get you back to the show. Love y'all.
Boom.
Now it does.
It's time. Hey, welcome to the Hardwick Life Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Hardwick. This is Jamie Hardwick right with me.
Hi.
How are you? You can scribble on any of that. I know you like a little doodling while we're talking.
I like to noodle while I doodle.
I'd like to put a notebook in front of you.
I do.
And give you a pen so you can have at it.
Thank you.
Good. I cleaned my office up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not much, but a little bit.
Good.
So we're good to go.
Cool.
All right. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. This will air on, I don't know, Tuesday. I think this airs too. I think we're airing Tuesdays and Thursdays. Although I'm not sure. I'm not really in charge of that. Monty's in charge of that. And so if this comes out on a Wednesday and a Friday, well, hey, enjoy. Hope everyone out there is doing well. Kicking ass on a Monday.
Yep.
Yeah. You've kicked ass already. You got the boys off to school. Sweet. Had tennis.
Yeah. Sweet. Took Dale on a walk. Went to tennis.
Good. And then?
Just lifted some weights.
What'd you lift? Every day's glute day. Come on. Let's not think about what day it is. I know what day it is. Like, it's glute day. Every time I ask her, she's like, it's glute day. It's like,
what day was it for you?
It was. Oh. It did happen to be glute day today. Yeah, it happened.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all the meatheads in the gym this morning were on glute day.
Were they?
A lot of glute days today. A lot of leg days.
Yeah, I feel like Monday's leg day.
Yeah, and in general, like when you're building out programs, a lot of people would say put the hardest work first within your day and within your week.
Right.
And kind of taper off at the end. I don't really agree with that.
Oh, I do.
The only reason I don't agree with it is because sometimes after a weekend of standing out on football fields or doing whatever or laying around like on Sundays, like I'm not quite ready to train legs. So I spend extra time working out or warming up, I guess, and get my back loose before getting after Z legs. So this is an odd bit of doodle you've got. You're just putting hearts everywhere. Are you in love with me? Do we feel like we're in love?
It's not you. I'm looking right now at the screen at Purdue basketball tickets that we just bought.
Dude, we just got Purdue season tickets.
And now I'm drawing hearts everywhere.
Look at us go. And I feel good about it. It was honestly way more affordable than what we thought it was going to be.
That's awesome.
So super cool. And I know you're really into Purdue basketball.
Huge.
Yeah. The only issue with us is that like during the weeknights, they're at 7 o'clock start and it may be a little tough to get the boys up there. And it'll be probably a midnight return for one or two of us, but that's all good.
I'll buck up.
Buck up, buttercup.
Yep.
And the good thing with the kids back in school is I don't have to be up at 4 a.m. to work out, to be home, to spend the whole day with them. So they're just out of the house. And so we can sleep in, get them off to school, and then go work out. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. I'm like,
hey,
I woke up this morning.
Let's go.
What?
You. Let's go.
Where are we going?
Nowhere.
Stop. I have to tell you my thoughts.
Okay. Give me your thoughts.
I'm nervous about the kids staying in school. I just have all
What
these...
do you mean you're nervous about it?
I just don't think it's going to sustain. I think our numbers are growing.
Oh, COVID.
Yeah.
You're so funny. Like you don't want to even say the word COVID.
Because I don't want to put it in the universe.
So in Indianapolis here, basically all of the surrounding school districts have closed down. Not closed down, but have... everyone's still in school. They're just requiring masks in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're nervous about is...
No. I'm not worried about masks. The kids can wear masks. I'm worried...
Fuck them.
Stop. No, I'm just like, I want them to stay in school. I just, the first week of school was last week. It felt so normal. The kids were so happy. It was like so awesome. And I'm just really nervous. You think they're going to shut it down? Yeah, I do. I'm like nervous to get too excited and be like, well, the kids are in school. It's like this week they're in school. I don't know. And I was just reading their like procedures if they have to be like contact traced. I'm like, golly, anyways, it's in my head and now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Well, get out of your head first off and let's not worry about something that hasn't happened yet.
You can't control it.
But you honestly think that not just going back in mask, but you think they're going to like not go to school? Like we're in school like, all last year.
Not the whole school. I'm thinking of like if anybody like gets the virus and like our kids are near them.
Oh, and they get quarantined for 2 weeks.
And then I was just reading both of our kids. So like if a sibling gets contact trace, the other sibling's out too.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, that's all. I need to escape these negative.
First, stay off the news.
Yeah. It's all bad.
And I just seriously with shit that I can't control, avoid it.
Yeah.
You know, why even let it into your sphere? Because all it does is produce these feelings of anxiety and stress, and you can't do shit about it.
No.
We're going to get told what to do, and it doesn't really do any good just thinking about it and getting aggressive. Like for me personally, it's like, I don't know how you feel. I just get pissed.
Yeah.
My God damn it. We're still fucking here. Like that chaps my ass that we're still here. And why are we still here? You know, like... How are we still here? No. Seriously, do you have any answers?
You're
unwilling to poke any bears.
No answers.
I've got answers. Well, I've got answers.
Okay. I want to change the subject. I didn't want to bring it up. You just said school, and I'm like, gosh darn it, school.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It does, and that would suck. And it would really, it sucks for them, doesn't it?
That's what I mean.
It sucks for them if they've got to go back and mask. And the teacher can't read their faces and understand, like, do they pick up what I'm laying down? That's an important part of this whole thing. And then interacting with friends and classmates. And the best part for our kids anyway about school, when we ask them every single day, hey, how was school? You know what they say? Recess was awesome. We got to play with all of our friends. The whole grade was there. And we're not sequestered into just our classroom and just our pod within the classroom. So, man, I hope they get to keep that experience going. And I tell you, I will start getting real pissed off if they can't have that experience.
Yeah.
And if we're starting to go this virtual bullshit again. Because let's face it, nobody's learning anything virtually. It's not happening. Like, so...
Okay.
Anyway, well, hopefully the FDA approval comes out this week and that may change the way things are handled. And then I think eventually 12 and under vaccine is going to get approved. Is there a timeline on that?
No, not that I've seen yet.
Well, but sign me up for that.
Yeah, sign me up for anything that keeps our kids in school and keeps them like having a normal life.
Yeah, and keeps them playing sports and... You know, it's like we get the flu vaccine every year. They have 6 vaccines before they're even allowed to show up day one of school. You have to get other vaccines before you're allowed to even go to college. So what's one more?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anyway, I can tell you what to do, freedom of choice, but please hold everybody back. Like I love the thought of freedom of choice, but freedom of choice at the expense of other people's freedom. Like that's an issue for me. Anyway, now here I am all pissed off. Look what you've done.
My bad.
It's all good. Hey, championship volleyball tonight.
Hey.
Championship. We're talking about championship. Why can't you don't?
We got a semis first.
I always call it beach volleyball.
I don't call it beach because we don't live near a beach. Like, it sounds so bizarre. It's on the side of a freeway. There's sand.
Sand. And when you hit it over the fence, it goes into the retention pond.
Yeah, there's no beach. Let's just call it sand volleyball.
Well, we could act like the water is the ocean and the sand is the beach.
We could.
Sand volleyball. How do you feel? You feel good?
Ready to roll?
I honestly took it a little easy on leg day today, knowing that it's championship game.
Good.
I was going to switch it up and do some upper body, but I thought, hey, you've been doing legs this whole time. Let's not jack with the process. Stick with it. Maybe we'll go a little bit easier and we'll come out on top of the championship.
Good.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Boys had their first football games this weekend.
Yeah, kickoff jamboree.
That was cute.
That was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
How
really
do you feel
cool
as a mom in the stands watching all of it?
Good.
Tackle football. Take us through your tackle football thought process, because I think from where we came from in San Diego, if you would have told people that your second and fourth grade boys were playing tackle football, they would look at you like you had another head growing out of the side of your neck.
No, but if you had a camera on what the kids do in the trampoline at our house,
oh,
it's so much more vicious than anything they could do on a football field.
That's true.
Yeah. So what they do out there for me seems so tame to compare to what I've seen them do to one another in the house.
That's the truth.
Right.
Yes. And it's honestly, it's not for everybody.
No.
Believe me, we're not trying to sell you on tackle football or youth tackle football. I think it's super obvious when you get out there who's kind of made for it and who's kind of not.
Oh, and there's a bunch of kids. Yeah, you see them on the field. You're like, all right, this is going to be a one-year thing.
Yes.
Because it's not natural to want to get hit. I would never want to get hit in my life. Like, if you put me on a tackle football field and are like, go crazy, I would literally run the other way.
Yeah.
I'm not meant to get hit. I don't want my head hurt. I'm nervous about injuries.
Right.
No, thank you.
Well, I even remember when you got slide tackled in your rec league out in San Diego, and you thought your ankle was hurt, and you started crying because you thought your ankle was hurt.
The thought of injury makes me cry.
But it turned out you were completely fine.
I know, but yeah. I cry. It's because that's just how I'm built. I'm a super weenie. I'm scared of getting hurt. Like I don't think it actually hurts that bad. Like I think I have a decent pain tolerance,
but
the idea of being hurt makes me crumble and cry. And so anyways, you can see some of these kids are the same way. So they're going to try it and it's great. And I encourage everyone to try all the things.
Yeah. Try a lot of things.
Yes.
See if you like it.
Yeah. And then we'll see. But no, I don't get nervous at all watching them. I mean,
do you get excited? There are, and I wrote this kind of in my introductory email. It's like, look, I know this sport brings out all the emotions in people. It's an aggressive sport. You're watching your kid. The injury risks are there. Although at this age, super low. Like, we only had two kids get hurt last year, and both of them got hurt in recess at the elementary school.
Right.
So they are there, and it does, I mean, there is an element of imposing will and domination and my kid and your kid. And you do see moms prowling up and down the sideline, acting like pit bulls, yelling at their kids and all that.
How are you
during a game? I know you were filming the boys, which was really interesting because you didn't do that last year.
No, I did go to the jamboree last year. I had something else, but no, I wanted to film them because good, bad or ugly, I wanted them to see. I didn't want them to walk off the field because both of our boys have extremely high levels of confidence. And so when you ask them how they did, well, I was so sweet on this, this, and this. And so for me, the film is just, what do you always say? The eye in the sky.
Eye in the sky, don't lie.
Yeah. So I was like the eye in the sky. I wanted them to see exactly what they look like. You know, Teddy thinks he's super fast and super sick. And I'm like, I mean, he's fine.
Yes.
But then when he watches himself on tape, he sees, oh, maybe I'm not that fast.
No, but you know what was interesting is you say they do have a high level of confidence, and that's true, and we both do, and I think we exude that, and they naturally just step into places like, well, hell yeah, I'm going to succeed, because right. I mean, you're the kind of person that we're going bowling and somebody asks you if you're good and you're like, oh, you definitely want me on your team.
But that's the truth. I'm really good at bowling.
See what I'm talking about, people?
I'm not saying I'm good at everything.
She's an okay bowler.
I'm a very good bowler.
Okay. Say we're going axe throwing. You want me on your team. Trust me.
I'm Canadian. You do want me on the team.
Have you ever thrown an axe? Nope. No, I've never thrown an axe in my life. But trust me, you want me on your team.
Yep.
And that's just you being a competitor. They're competitors. But the interesting thing was Teddy walking off the football field was super disappointed in his own performance. And he did a great job. He just didn't, like, every run that he had wasn't a touchdown. Every play he didn't make the tackle. But he did a really nice job. And so it's funny because we would always say this too about the film is that it's never as good as you think and it's never as bad as you think. So just go watch the film and evaluate how you did. And then there's going to be things that you completely forgot about that were exceptional, but you had those two plays that you're holding on. And this is all football players' thought process, especially offensive linemen.
I had that one bad play. I gave up that sack. I gave up the tackle for a loss or whatever it is. You hold on to that play. You forget about the other 65 good ones that you had where you did exactly what you were supposed to do. But damn, that one play. And so that it's super common in football to have that. And so it was really neat that they were able to come home and you sent me Teddy's files on my phone and Hudson had yours on his. I'm fucking starving after this because it had been like 5 hours and I was running around yelling like a maniac. I was sunburned. I was dehydrated. I was like, can we sit down and have a damn meal? And the boys were like, Dad, hold on. I want to watch this play. Hold on. And they're zoomed into the phone and they've got it on the mode where you can go super slow and look at all your little steps. And I thought at first I was like, geez, I'm hungry. Can we put that down and pick it up later? And then I thought, well, if this isn't the proudest moment of my life so far.
Well, and it's funny because, like, you were a good football player, but every one of your teammates would always say, like, God, he loves watching film. That's all he wants to do. He's in the office, so we're all watching film.
He's the best.
And then to watch the two of those clowns. And it was like, it was a jamboree. So the games were like 5 minutes long. There was five plays on offense, five plays on defense. So it wasn't very much film at all. They sat there for 2 hours rewinding and watching. And I'm like, I don't understand how you watch 5 minutes of football for 2 hours, but the three of you managed to figure that out. 2 hours.
Because it's awesome. And there's so many – because football's so technical, right? And I know all sports are, but it's so technical. It happens so fast, and you have these little plays. So every other sport gets this flowy nature about it, and the ball kind of comes and goes a little bit, and you can just pass yourself up. But – on every play, you're matched up with one person. You have a one-on-one a lot of the times, and you can go, all right, how could I have been more effective here? Even if it was good, how could I be more effective? How could I be more efficient? Could I put him on his back? Could I, you know, there's all these things. And then, hey, I got beat. Why did I get beat? So I love that you're filming it. I appreciate that.
Well, don't get used to it because I probably won't do it this
week.
Oh,
come on.
No, because I can't watch and film at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So I might set up a tripod if you really want that, but I'm not.
I was online this morning. I almost bought a system.
Please don't. Please don't.
No, but I do want, and it's cool for me. I'm really into this, by the way.
You really?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this. I like being with the kids and being able to, like, pass some things on to them and hopefully give them the mindset and the work and the hustle and just every week making little improvements. And I hope they're enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they are.
That's always my question to the boys is am I doing an okay job with the kids? And they haven't said no yet.
It's so funny. It's so funny to watch because there's just so many kids that don't know what they're doing. And so watching you just grab them from the back of the jersey and just yank them where they go. It's like, pick up, put down, pick up, put down.
They need like that life jacket with the handle on the back. I need one of those on their jerseys.
Totally.
Just you get over here, boom, move, and stay there. It's unfortunately that's not the way that it is, but all good. And we went to the Colts game yesterday.
Yeah, NFL's back.
Are you excited about that?
Yes. I love NFL football. I'm so excited. Hard Knocks is out.
Hard Knocks is awesome this year.
No, it's just always awesome.
It is always awesome.
It's one of the best shows ever. Leif Schreiber's voice is like, it's so epic. If he ever dies, it's going to be so sad.
But it's also kind of year to year because it depends on the stars of the team and their buy-in to being on camera and willing to share and be vulnerable and all that. And like,
and
so
Dak and Zeke are awesome.
Yeah. The Raiders with Derek Carr it's Derek Carr. It's fine, but it's John Gruden was
Gruden
the,
was awesome.
Gruden was the star. Yes. Of that show. But this one, the players are the star. Dak and Zeke, that one episode and the way they interact together and treat each other as best friends. To me, they're great teammates.
They're adorable.
And I have a completely newfound appreciation for both of them. And I'm cheering hard for both of them this year because they just seem so likable.
Yeah.
Right?
Big fan.
And I think that's super cool. So go to the Colts game yesterday. And it's still hard for me a little bit to see you in a Colts t-shirt. And I posted some pictures of the game. And you were – wearing a Colts shirt, and people are like, oh my God, I can't catch my breath. Jamie's wearing a Colts t-shirt.
Oh, jeez.
And I said,
calm down.
Look, we love the Chargers. We're Chargers through and through. But it's also the hometown team.
Yeah.
We're neighbors with the GM. We're friends with his family. And we want the hometown team to do well. And it's super fun. To be invested in your own community is really cool. So
totally.
You're probably never going to see me in a Colts hat or jersey. But I have made some friends that are on the team. The center, Ryan Kelly's an awesome guy. I got to golf with him. I will forever cheer for that guy. And so every Colts game that I get to go to, I'm cheering hard for the Colts. But it doesn't mean that I'm not cheering hard for the Chargers too. And I think they're going to have an awesome season. And do we have plans maybe to get out to SoFi this year?
It'd be awesome.
That stadium looks sick.
I'm in.
That reminds me, I'm going to send Jen a text and ask about alumni weekend.
Let's do it.
Because, man, look at us.
Just
sports, baby.
All sports, all the time.
All the time.
All right.
So good. All righty.
I don't have much else.
Nothing? Oh, check this out. I got a nutrition certificate, precision nutrition certificate. It's my level one certified, which is really cool. So I'm just trying to add to my knowledge base in the nutrition world and become a better coach. Which I think this course, like helping with nutrition, has helped me in other facets, like dealing with the kids, my own kids, dealing with friends, and dealing with our kids on the football teams that we're coaching. So super cool, and I'm really proud of that, and I just like to add to the repertoire. And I was last week, you guys probably saw, I posted, I was in Pittsburgh, PA, at U.S. Steel, and they gave me a couple of books to read, which I think this one would be super good for Hudson. It's Simon Sinek, and it's Leaders Eat Last, which is like a military lesson. And the last one is Meet You in Hell, Andrew Carnegie and Henry Clay Frick. It's the bitter partnership about the steel industry that transformed America. So super cool. So I got to speak at U.S. Steel last week. That was a hell of a day, by the way. I drove 6 hours to Pittsburgh starting at 3 a.m, got there, spoke for an hour, had lunch for an hour. Drove 6 hours back. But I only tell you that to say this. If you're listening and you're a decision maker in a company and you're looking for a really fun speaker to share stories and to relate to what your people are doing and deliver a message, I am available and I fucking love doing it. And I won't necessarily cuss if you don't want me to. If it's okay, then I will. But I really do enjoy doing that. I figured out that outside of football, what I love so much about football, one was studying preparation, friendship, teammates, common goal, all that stuff. But performing was a really cool thing for me. And so got into that through broadcasting, but then being live in front of audiences and performing, it's like a stand-up gig. It's just like straight adrenaline, super fun. You get to read people's faces like you're reading a defense. God, I love it. So if you want to book me to come speak to your company, or your group, whatever it is, nick@nickhardwick.com, or hit me up in the DMs of IG, which is I'm @nickhardwick. And definitely follow Jamie Hardwick, jamie.hardwick, because she is a hoot. Guys, love you a lot, babe.
Love you.
All the hearts on the notebook. There's probably 300 hearts on this notebook.
Yeah, I'm a doodler.
Good job. Hey, nothing but love for you. All right, baby.
Bye.
Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.